Many of us, all of us, living with COVID restrictions are looking for signs that we can return to a time before the pandemic, right? What about this for inspiration? Earlier today, Australia saw what it claimed was the largest sporting crowd in the world since the pandemic began. So we had rugby league rivals New South Wales and Queensland played in a decider of the State of Origin series in Brisbane. And we got this message from one fan.
Hey, how you going out there? It's Blair Hughes here from Brisbane, Queensland, Australia at Suncorp Stadium, the Cauldron Lang Park, State of Origin night, game 3, Queensland versus New South Wales, and a massive win for the Queensland Maroons tonight. It was a huge game out here. Our team won, Queenslanders all the way, and it was just a fantastic game. The atmosphere, just absolutely amazing, right down to the wire, if anyone over there in London was watching the game. But it couldn't be a better game, and, you know, we're so lucky. We've got the world's biggest crowd in a stadium anywhere in the world at the moment since COVID and all that, 49,155. Just an incredible effort from Queenslanders and Australians to really get on top of the COVID stuff, and, you know, we're doing a really good job down here in Australia, and it was just amazing to get nearly 50,000 people out here tonight to this game, and they had all the COVID measures and everything in place, and everyone's doing the right thing, and we're trying to get by and all that as well, but just, you know, an incredible thing for our state. In Queensland this year to go through this like all the rest of Australia, the rest of the world, and for our team tonight, Queenslanders to get the win. So it's amazing. So Queenslanders all the way.
And let's hear more from Blair about the measures for COVID at the stadium.
Everyone was able to get a mask on entry. So if they wanted a mask, they were handing out masks. They let certain sections of the crowd go in at certain times to minimise, I guess, the contact of people. And then at the end of the game, they did the same. If you were in a certain section, then you were told you can leave now. And yeah, so there was a lot of those measures in place to make sure that everyone was safe and everyone was doing the right thing. And everyone was doing the right thing, which was really good to see. It was cashless as well, so people were only able to use their debit cards. Pretty incredible effort from everyone involved, the stadium and the fans.
Thanks so much, Blair, doing double duty there for us in the stadium and out of the stadium, but giving us a little bit of the flavour of maybe what our future will be like. If you're a sports fan, that might gladden your heart. Stay with us. We have another hour of OS to come from the BBC World Service.